Quiet Love Group at the real estate agency.
I might be having to call them here in a minute.
Uh-oh.
My power's out.
Well, how's Live Love going to help you with your power? Thought you'd try and get some dollars.
When my power goes out, I want to move houses, all right? I want to keep dodging MLGW's crappy areas, bro, all right? And so I'm going to get involved. I don't necessarily know where I want to go.
Oh, Jen can tell you where to buy.
Yeah, and also would like to make the most money for my home.
You know she got you covered there.
Because, you know, the way that these things work, I'm just going to put that right back into the new one. So I'm going to get in touch, and you should do the same. They're going to help you get the most money for your home, help guide you through the process. You got to reach out. Go to livelovemips.com. One way to do it.
625-5200, another way to do it. Direct line to Jennifer Carstensen and her wonderful team. And you'll see and realize just how wonderful they are as soon as you start talking to them. It's bigger than just selling your home. It's about improving Memphis. You do that by lowering rentership and increasing home ownership. And in the case of you already owning your home and want to get it on the market, Jennifer Carstensen certainly going to get you the most money possible. In a lot of cases, as was with mine and many others, going to get you more than you even thought possible. So, 625-5200. They can't help you unless you call them. And at the very least, Jennifer is going to be a great resource for you. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the real estate agency.
So Jeff was having a discussion on his show. I guess he was asking Tennessee fans. He's asking Tennessee fans who are coming off the high of winning the College World Series last night.
Huge, as a one seed.
Yeah. So asking them, would you rather have that in hand, college baseball World Series title in hand,
mm-hmm.
a college football playoff appearance, or a Final Four? Of the three, if you could only have one, which would you prefer? Would you take the championship, or would you take the Final Four appearance or the college football playoff appearance? And, like, with all due respect, like, I don't care about a baseball championship in college. It just doesn't resonate. It doesn't matter. You know, it just
but,
does.
I mean, you're not in the SEC. They matter to it, SEC programs.
I mean, it can.
And the SEC has dominated college baseball. And so, I mean, what I can hear is that when a Vanderbilt's got titles and you don't, they can say, hey, we do this. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that matters to them.
Yeah.
I can say I'm with you. Doesn't matter to us.
You're making the case.
But it's a title, though, John. The others aren't even that.
But do you think Tennessee would trade their title yesterday for a college football playoff appearance?
An appearance where maybe it's one game?
I mean, it could be three. It could be, you know, four.
No, you're not giving me the title. I have a title with the baseball thing. It's not important to you, but it is a national title.
But you could be.
I feel the same way about a Final Four. Maybe I'm crazy for that. And I know Barnes needs it. They need it.
I'd rather be in a Final Four all day.
And maybe that is just because the extravaganza that it is. The Final Four weekend, Tennessee is involved. My gosh, your whole fan base will be there. You know, you descend upon one city. You know, San Antonio, yeah, maybe that feeling itself is just like in many ways, like winning a championship. But, you know, you only got a 25% chance.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know. I think I could just make a good argument, as it sounded like a couple of Tennessee fans did, that mm-hmm. you just take the bird in hand. You take the one that you got and you work on the other ones.
Well, let me ask you this. Would you rather have, as a Cubs fan, would you rather have a World Series championship or a Super Bowl appearance?
I'm living it. I'm living the World Series right now. I got it in 16.
Dude, that was 8 years ago.
Bears haven't done a darn thing.
And you don't even care about them anymore.
But it ended a 100-plus year drought. That's why. That's part of the reason why it doesn't matter as much as it did at one point.
You living in the past.
No, I mean, I get your point there. And, yeah, I'd probably lean toward Bears in a Super Bowl.
Right, because you have the whole thing.
Especially now, again, that I've got a title. I'm telling you, John, part of the whole being a Cubs fan was ending the 100-year drought. And so you get it, and yeah, maybe, you know, I'm sure many of Cubs fans say, yeah, it still matters to me. It doesn't to me because the story mm-hmm. was, you know, the lovable loser overcoming that. And so, yeah, obviously now that I've got that, I'd pick Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your whole thing, you know, football is king. That's what you want to end this and put the dot, you know, put the exclamation point on. For the most part, that is the case. But again, this is a national title. College football playoff appearance could be one game. What has Tennessee done? Have they turned a corner just because they made it? Can't even say that.
Well, them probably not because they're you
right.
Know,
I mean, they've been. Let's be real. They've been down a minute.
But I don't know. Like, is winning a college World Series going to, you know, change their circumstances as a university, as a, you know, not really either. I mean, it's a non-revenue sport. I mean, I know people get excited about it because it's the only thing on, but, you know, let's not sit here and act like college baseball is relevant or like it's some kind of, you know, difference maker nationally in terms of enrollment, you know. I mean, it's, you know.
So, but a Final Four appearance or a college football appearance is gonna change enrollment?
I think it could.
If we were talking about titles, I might buy into what you're saying.
Look at Memphis right now.
You didn't say titles.
Look
in those
at
sports.
Memphis's enrollment right now. It is crashing.
I saw that. But part of that is because of, when the bottom dropped out, we stopped having babies back in 08, wasn't it? Part of that decline.
You're saying we have a birth, or birth rates declining?
Yeah, birth rate back then, that birth rate, it's come up now. Those kids, we stopped having babies during the during the recession in 07, 08. That's part of that story.
Nobody was in the mood back then.
Man, we was all broke.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's just crazy. It's definitely.
But what does that happen now? What part of it was your point about enrollment dropping? You had roped that into it.
Memphis basketball hasn't been in the Final Four since 08.
Man, get up out of here, dude.
That's when enrollment was good.
You know, tuition's going up, too.
Yeah, but come on, dude.
And you have just many more saying, I want to take my time. I read that story.
I went to Memphis.
It's not great news for Memphis, but they've been prepared for this for a while.
I went to Memphis because I wanted to go to the games. I wanted to go to the basketball games. That's why I always chose Memphis. I said, I came up. I was 14, 15, 16 when they were going to the championship, when they were in the Elite Eight. I was like, I want to go to those games for free. You know what I'm saying? It was fun. It was awesome. Forget the academic part. I'm not here to play school.
Matt, you going Memphis one way or the other, buddy. I can tell you that right there. Tick Price could be a damn coach. You was going to Memphis, buddy. What was that damn scholarship that we got that we maximized
the
on?
Hope.
The Hope, yes.
And I had Federal Pell Grant.
The day you were born.
And I had a Pell Grant.
You were going
grant.
To Memphis, buddy.
I had a Pell Grant. So I had some other things. I could have gone in-state.
Talking about some Cal brought you. That's why you enrolled. You really stretching it here.
Dude, I could have gone to Chattanooga, like a lot of my friends went to Chattanooga. I could have gone to, you know, MTSU. I could have gone to, you know, Austin B.
You was going to be on that Hope.
Dude, Tennessee does lack for some universities now, don't we? I mean, because we're removing Tennessee from the equation. So that leaves us, what, Vandy, which I was never going to get into. That leaves us MTSU, Chattanooga, Austin Peay.
MTSU, great school, man. That's what they say.
You have, you know.
I used to be in denial about that.
Tennessee State, which is an HBCU, which it wasn't going to happen for me either. So UT Martin, you know.
A lot of my friends went to Martin.
I was not going to do that.
Yep.
So we just don't have that many options, bro, to be quite honest with you. So where are all these people going? What schools are they going
to? A lot of them aren't going. That's the point. They're getting jobs. Rather than paying money to go to college, they're getting money now and getting jobs.
Interesting.
Realizing that they could make a livable wage.
So you think college is a scam?
My brother is an example of that. Yeah, who now owns his own business. College was never in
the... Yeah, my brother does the same thing. He didn't go to college.
And there was part of me that a long time that resented that. You know?
Really?
What can I hold up now? This dude done took off.
You got a journalism
degree. My little meme and journalism building degree don't mean a damn thing.
They don't even invite you back.
Well, I can't remember last time you were back either, the way you dress.
What that got to do with anything? I can clean up if necessary.
I don't know. They're talking about you at Field of 68. And right after they got done with Bronny, they were talking about your appearance again. Now you got to get it cleaned up and tightened up for year two.
Oh, they were
if
on.
If you want to get to San Antonio in the Final Four, we got to clean up.
They had Bronny on? I missed it.
No, they were discussing Bronny, whether it should be a first or second rounder. You know, they do their little forums. You were the second topic, your beard.
Oh, what's wrong with my beard, dog? I mean, it's fine.
We've been through this.
It's
you're just so much more handsome, brother. And again, I can say this and not get uncomfortable. When you're clean cut,
dude, I'm gonna get it.
I know the kids are wearing you down. You don't care anymore.
That's true.
Sam doesn't tell you she loves you as much. You guys are worked, and so you wake up and you say, "Why,
man? Thank you.
Why should I shave this?
Exactly.
You know, I like it long.
I'm getting it
unkempt.
I'm getting it.
Your mustache is
shaped
all
up.
It's into your teeth.
Yeah.
You know, the hair is going over your lip.
It is.
So you can taste that.
I acknowledge that.
And you should shave that down.
I'm not on camera right now, bro. That's the beautiful thing about it.
Again, we're talking about year two of you on Field of 68.
Yeah.
Where your appearance does matter. You get so sensitive about this.
No, I'm not.
But then later on, you say, you know what? Jason was right.
No, I agree with you, but I am going.
Because you're a handsome guy.
I'm getting it
clean cut.
I'm getting it taken care of on Friday. I'd want you to know that.
Excellent.
Because my kids are getting baptized. Yes.
Congratulations. That's, you didn't tell me about this. This is huge.
Yeah, it was really not a decision that was engineered by me,
well,
as you know.
Why you didn't tell me.
But.
Well, that's fantastic. You do. You need to be clean for that.
But.
Yes. You're going to be taking pictures and everything.
Yes. Riley and Damo are getting baptized on Saturday.
That's fantastic.
And so, but I'm told they don't get submerged. That's what I'm told. I was looking forward to, like, you know what I'm saying? The submerging.
They got to be ready to hand it over when they do that. You'll be old enough for that.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior.
Yeah. But, you know, hey, listen,
This is like a little christening, it sounds like.
Well, it's a baptism.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a whole, like, Damo's going to be in a white suit, apparently. I don't know. I'm not really.
But you're not putting that baby in the water?
They told me that that's not happening.
Okay.
Which I was looking forward to.
We did I'm pretty sure, again, faith controlled a lot of it, but we did a christening when he was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Put a little water thing, but maybe
right.
Put a little, yeah. And then we did the baptism later when he's old enough to, you know, say,
well,
you know,
maybe she's getting baptized and he's, I don't know.
Interesting.
Someone is being baptized.
Whose church is doing this? Is this? Do we even know?
Production. This is a Sam production. I'm not involved in that piece of it. I'm not like, I mean, I'm going to be there, obviously.
The spiritual side.
I'm supportive, you know.
Yes.
I understand the idea,
mm-hmm.
So I'm cool with it, you know. But in terms of, you know, getting it on the schedule, who's doing it?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Okay.
I think it's OLPH, I think. But I'm not 100% sure on that. I'm not 100%. I might have just completely made that up. But, yeah, so that's happening. And
I'm excited about that. So that will be reason to shave.
Exactly. Not Field of 68. Forget that. I mean, that has nothing to do with this. It's about, you know, the children and the baptism.
I guess we just have no desire to go national anymore. I guess we're already there.
We are there. What are they going to do, fire me? Doster wants me to do all these.
I'm talking about you taking off. Okay, and the prophecy coming.
It's not happening anymore, man. It's not happening. This is my destiny.
No, but there's one for Penny, and there's mine for you.
Well, thank you. But unfortunately for you, identity politics have become a thing since you prophesized that. So it's just not going to happen for me, bro. All right? Just accept me as your partner here in Memphis.
The plight of the white man.
A lot of people don't talk about it. A lot of people.
Just doors shutting. In his face. Yeah, right. Man got about 10 jobs. Opportunity just, you wake up to opportunity.
Nobody knows what it's like. Nobody knows what it's like, man. Nobody, you know?
Yeah.
It's just so hard, bro. It's so hard.
Sound like Penny.
Yeah,
when Sophia, when they start telling us how
hey,
hard
you
it
can't
is.
Normalize me, bro. You cannot normalize me, man. Just so you know. Okay?
Okay.
It was an interesting discussion on Jeff's show. I will say that. I did enjoy the discussion. And it's an interesting thought, you know, like, would you take a not winning a championship over a championship in a lesser sport, you know?
This shows you have no, you don't care at all about baseball, but the SEC does, Joe.
Exactly.
Take the bird in hand.
All right, we'll come back. We will do the rundown, have a lot to get to. Obviously, NBA draft, what the latest is with that, the Grizzlies trade ideas, rumors, rumblings. There's definitely conflicting reports on who was available and who was not.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do that when we get back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Wednesday night is draft night on 92.9 FM ESPN. Who will be the first overall pick? What will the Memphis Grizzlies do with their pick?
The Memphis Grizzlies select.
Then listen Thursday afternoon to the Gabe Kuhn Show and throughout the day for the second round of the NBA draft. Listen to 92.9 FM ESPN for all the excitement of the NBA draft live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis' flagship radio home of the Grizzlies.
Genesis Memphis Covington Pike. It's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300-horsepower engine or the available 370 95-horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
Grilling out. It's as American as fireworks, as hot dogs and hamburgers, and as Kingsford Original Charcoal. Because enjoying that unmistakable aroma and sharing the authentic wood-fired flavor of Kingsford Original with great friends makes the 4th of July even more special than it already is. And that's pretty special. So here's to America, and here's to Kingsford Original Charcoal, America's grilling expert. Kingsford.com.
The best things in life, they come in twos. Two scoops of ice cream, two tacos. And now for a limited time, get our best deal of the year. Buy any phone when you switch to Consumer Cellular and get 2 months of service free. That's right, the same fast, reliable, nationwide coverage as Big Wireless, now with 2 months free. Proof the best things in life really do come in twos. Visit ConsumerCellular.com or call 1-888-FREEDOM. Second and third month of monthly base service fee waived for new customers with the purchase of a phone and activation by July 31st, 2024. Taxes, fees, and third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This time we do the rundown. Let's go.
It's the rundown with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
What about, I don't know, 20 hours from now? 30 hours from now?
Yeah, to go up, yeah.
32 hours from now?
Started low.
And then you probably have to, like, get through the BS. So that's going to be, like, 33 or 34 hours from now. We will know. And this is not even, like, it's kind of funny how we're hyping this up. Because it's not even, like, you know, in the grand scheme of things, material to what happens to the Memphis Grizzlies, most likely. But it is what we have to discuss in the Memphis sports scene right now, which is what happens tomorrow. Now, I guess it could, depending
absolutely
on what the Grizzlies
could do. Right.
You know, if they stay at 9, it probably won't. But if they decide they're going to, you know, get aggressive, you know, and move up, to potentially, you know, take a guy like Donovan Clingan, who some have said could be the best player in the draft or could be, you know, number one some years, that could be a difference maker. We said it yesterday. If you want him, you're going to have to trade to 3. I feel very confident in that. Like, and that's why they keep getting linked to Houston, because I think they are smart enough to know that the Spurs – if they really want Donovan Clingan in Wemby, Clingan will go 4th, right? I mean, there's just no – you're not waiting around 8 hoping that he falls, you know, because of all the other teams that we talked about who would not, you know.
He's not getting past Portland 7.
Exactly. So,
you'd be risking it if you don't take him first, to your point, yeah, if you're the Spurs or with your first pick.
So, and it's like in the end, I mean, that's the player you want. You just take him. It doesn't matter. Like, you're not going to get caught up in, like, you know, where he should have gone and things like that. You know, where you could have got him at. I mean, you have him available, you have the pick, you take the pick. So I think that's where the Grizz will have to get to 3. And what would it take to get to 3? Don't know. What would come back? I don't know. You know, we talked about those contracts that the Rockets have that would be sort of, you know, that would line up with Marcus Smart's money, and they're not compelling. They're, you know, I mean, you're talking about Jock Landale, Jayshon Tate, Jeff Green. I mean, and they're not trading you Tari Eason. right? They're not giving you a good young player back. They're giving you the 3 pick. So it just, I don't know that there is a deal to be had there, realistically speaking.
Maybe not there, but maybe with maybe at 5 or 6. And again, I know you don't believe that Kling is going to drop to 3, below 3, and he may very well not. But he could drop. If he drops to 5 or 6, there's an opportunity there. What, Detroit, Charlotte, perhaps there is something you can do. Future first-round picks, you know, obviously protected, whatever. I mean, what you have to be willing to do, I think, is the word you said, be aggressive.
Right.
And again, and it's possible, if Klingon's dropping below 3, I think you're making those calls to Detroit and to and Harrington has long said, and it hadn't been one of the sexier spots, but that, you know, much of the reporting and rumors have been about, you know, 3 and 6, but I think 5 and Detroit, you know, a possibility. And we'll see. I would love, too, to get my hands on Jalen Duren. Don't know how possible that's going to be.
Right.
But if you could get your hands on him, you know, that fills a need in a way that, okay, well, that can change your plans. You know, whether you're using the 9 or not, or, you know, whatever you got to do to give up to get him. You know, guys like Jalen Duren, Jared Allen, I don't know if you can pry him out of Cleveland, but,
right.
You know, using that pick, again, to try to do something like that, I just think you want to be aggressive for all the reasons that we've said, but right at the top of the list is the fact that you want to maximize these next 2 years.
Exactly, and I think that's the way you should operate. Now, look, let me ask you this. What do you think of trading up, if you can't get Klingon, trading up to get Dalton Connect? Would that be somebody that you would be interested in trading up for? Because, like, I think that's a conversation that's got to be had.
Again, I mean, I highly doubt you're giving up a Marcus Smart to trade up.
Agree
to get
there.
To trade up to get a Dalton Connect.
You might not have to.
That's what I'm assuming, is that you wouldn't have to do that. And so
maybe you give up, like, a Zaire and a 9 or something like that, a Zaire and a Santi or something like that. Like, you know, what's your red line for?
I'd absolutely be about that. Santi, though, all those guys, I'm figuring you're going to have to pay to give up Zaire Williams at this point. He's of a negative
right.
value, and that's just the truth right now. And so, yeah, if you could fool somebody into taking him as an asset, sure. But I'm all about moving on from both Santi and Zaire. If that's part of a deal, yes, that's netting me something that can help me right now. Both those guys, Smart in that mix as well, although we've seen the reports that, you know, the Grizzlies are, you know, may not be willing to move on from him. I would be, again, if it nets me a big fish like a Jared Allen or a spot to move up to get Klingon. That's the issue. The likelihood is that, you know, maybe those calls don't get answered or they want too much and you're picking at 9 and we're probably all going to come away tomorrow, you know, trying to figure out how much or Thursday trying to figure out how Cody Williams fits into the mix. I hope that's not the deal because, again, I would tell you, he's a project. He's a guy that, yeah, maybe down the road is helping you. I want right now help. So, I'm going to be honest with you, John. If I'm not using it on Connect or Edie, and if I'm not trading up to get Klingon, I'd rather just move on from the pick period and try to get a veteran big in here.
Yeah.
Lots of options.
There are lots of options. So, it is, I suspect, you know, there will be, you know, something done. Again, I don't know. There has not been a ton of reporting in terms of, you know, the only thing I heard most recently was from Kevin O'Connor, who said that, again, he reiterated a report from someone else that it would not be Marcus Smart for 3. Like, it would not be, like, it would not, you know, again, it just depends on what the, you know, that you could manufacture and manipulate that to mean a lot of different things. But he said Marcus Smart is not, will not, and even though Mark Stein said that continues to come up and leave.
Based on the Ime loves Marcus Smart.
Yeah. I don't know. Mark Stein.
Isn't it redundant to have him and Dylan Brooks both?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
And Dylan
maybe
was
they
given,
don't want Dylan.
Dylan
know?
Was given a real role. Dylan was great last year in the role that he was given. He was more efficient. He was a great sort of teammate and guy for empowering Jalen Green and was protecting him at points during the season. He was fantastic for him. I can't understand why they would want Marcus Smart that badly to let you come up to 3. I don't believe that's a real deal.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Mark Stein did mention it though. So. You know,
he's mentioned it, but as you said, others have said no.
Yeah,
you know, was Fisher whoever said Memphis ain't moving off Smart? Or I'm not paying much stock to that one because
what Mark Stein wrote yesterday. I'll just read it. The idea that the Rockets could trade Wednesday's 3rd overall pick to Memphis for number 9 and Marcus Smart so the Grizz can draft Klingon is being mentioned with increasing regularity by various league insiders. Rest assured, Houston will make a run at Paul George, Brandon Ingram, or Jimmy if it gets any hint that there's a chance at any of them. So. That's what
it says. The idea.
The idea, man. The idea.
It's not rapport. You know, it's, I don't know, man. It seems thin, bro.
No, I'm not vouching for it.
I don't understand the fit for Houston, you know, other than you want to bring another vet in that can play, you know, defensive style. Yeah, he may, you know, he's an expert at, certainly. But you're on a certain timeline right now, and you've kind of got one of those guys already in Dylan Brooks. That's
right.
A veteran, and if he wasn't doing it last year, if he was the same Dylan Brooks that you saw going out of here as a Grizzly, that'd be one thing. But he was effective for them last year.
Yeah, he was. He was.
He really was.
And I don't know.
The shooting percentages came down eventually, but he was fantastic defensively and everything else.
I certainly have no idea what they're thinking in terms of, you know, their front office. I'm not super in tune, but there could be also, you know, you're starting to hear rumblings now that the Spurs love Reese Hache, and that they could be trying to get to one, you know, so that could shake things up. If the Spurs love him so much, they don't, you know, they'll trade to get to one. Well, obviously, you know, then, you know, what does Atlanta do at four? I mean, are they open to a trade? I don't know. You know, you're just new trade partners become available in that situation. So anyway, it should be a fascinating night. Obviously the first round is now only on Wednesday. The second round is on Thursday. But I do expect the Grizzlies to be active as much as they can be. Like, again, if I was handicapping it, I would probably say the favorite is they make a trade in some form. I don't know if it's up or down, you know.
But he's never gone back. He's only gone forward.
He's never gone back.
Gone up, I should say.
Yeah. So, anyway, we'll see. But lots of options on the table for Zach Kleiman and the Grizzlies. Starting tomorrow.
Next story.
So if you boil it down, it only took J.J. Redick 9 episodes of a podcast with LeBron to land the Lakers.
This is the kind of stuff I was talking about, though. Like the
they only did 9, dude.
They took him 9 interviews, basically. It took him 9 interviews. Because of his complexion, he had to take 9. He had to do 9 different interviews.
When we're talking about how easy it is for the white man,
no, right? He had to do 9 different interviews.
When we're talking about how easy
it is
for the white man,
grueling.
Just get a podcast with LeBron, and in fact, it won't just be a podcast that's going to get hits because you're on there with LeBron. It's going to get you the job. You're going to replace Darvin Ham.
Well,
it's ingenious.
I mean, look, I don't know that he set out to do that. Do you think he set out to do that?
He and LeBron set out to do it. I said, you know what we're going to talk about? We're going to talk about plays. We're going to talk about Darvin Ham. We're going to criticize him. We're going to get him out of here. We're going to get you in because I think your basketball IQ is through the roof. This is ridiculous.
Mm.
It is ridiculous.
Mm.
And I think it's so ridiculous that I'm going to find myself rooting against J.J. Redick. Shouldn't do that. Shouldn't root against the man.
Yeah.
But I just think that it's rooted in foolishness. More of the same, appease LeBron for however long we can to maximize what they think are our championship chances, but those chances are done.
Yeah.
They're done.
Yeah.
Because the fact is, to have LeBron and AD, you can't have much of anything else on that roster until you do something different. And you're not. You're committed to this for the time being. I just think it's more of the same. They'll probably add Bronny in this draft, you know, second round or whatever else. How much is that helping them? No, it's about appeasing LeBron in these final years. I think that's the wrong way to run this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And no, I'll stop short. I'm not going to personally root against J.J. Redick.
No, you already said.
But I do think it's going to be more of the same. There's a reason the Celtics are moving past you in championships right now, because of the way they're built. Foundationally, it's a much stronger foundation than the way these Lakers are built. They were put together in a way that haphazardly got them a COVID title. That's it. But it was all it was ever going to get. That was the most they were ever going to get. It's not built for an 82-game season and then the length of a playoffs. And so until further notice. And this will just be a continuation of more of the same. I think it's going to be a short run ultimately for J.J. Redick.
Interesting. Well, I appreciate you being upfront about your disdain.
9 episodes, John.
They were good episodes. You learned a lot. I mean, again, for somebody, you know, maybe the plebeians have a hard time understanding sort of, you know, the inner workings and the highest levels of basketball. And I think that
Let me tell you, that
might be where you're coming from with this.
Old man in the three wasn't going to get it done for you by itself. It wasn't until you hooked up with Bron in the 9 episodes of that show that got you this. It's very smart. And again, if I saw, you know, success on the horizon, if I saw JJ as some guy's going to come in there and turn around, we've talked about it. There are very few of those coaches that have that kind of touch. This is going to be determined by a roster and what's around LeBron and AD, not JJ Redick's basketball IQ or how he runs plays. And so good luck to him, but I just suspect more of the same out there in LA.
Yeah, listen, I mean, JJ is, I do think he brings up some interesting points. That no, he's never been an NBA coach before, but you can't say he's not experienced in basketball. I mean, that's crazy. He was a first round draft pick. He played at Duke. Been playing high level basketball for his entire life. So you can't say he's inexperienced in basketball. You can't say that. I mean, he's just as experienced as anybody that they would. I mean, yeah, there's people been on a bench, right? Borrego. It's Kenny Atkinson, but they haven't played basketball at the level. Now, I'm not saying that every player is a good coach, by the way. There are tons of good coaches. Like, Eric Spoelstra never played, you know, high-level basketball.
Sam Cassell a better player than J.J. Redick was.
Well, what does Sam Cassell have to do with this?
He's been on the bench and earning it and hasn't gotten his shot.
Yeah, but he's ugly.
And is a better player and has all
But
has all the experience and everything else that you're talking about.
You don't want to be looking at that.
Try to sell this, man. There's been plenty of dudes that didn't have it. Steve Nash, where's your example of him and all his basketball knowledge? How good did that go?
Well, y'all exiled Steve, man.
It was awful.
All right? He had to deal with Kyrie during COVID. It would have gone that way for anybody.
That was tough.
I mean, yeah, we again.
How about Magic?
This is the kind of stuff I talk about.
How about Magic?
Getting no grace. What about Magic?
He wasn't good as a coach.
You're right. He was awful. He was and as a GM, right?
What I'll give you, Larry Bird,
and he's like, you know what? I don't need this.
Larry was good for the time.
He's like,
with
I don't because he knew the kind of scrutiny he was going to be under from you. So he said, I don't even want to be a part of this. This is like my one and done.
Now again, Steve Kerr, genius or great inheritor of a monster nucleus and team. You tell me.
I don't know. It's interesting. Like. Let me ask you this. I got a good example for you of a guy that never coached but was really, really good in his 1 year doing it. Mike at Houston.
I knew you'd find a way back.
1 year title. See ya. I mean, crazy.
Bro Meyer, you could have won with Jonathan and his sons. Didn't they have Brock Weiss on there too?
I don't know. I think so, but Jonathan didn't show up until later. He was a late addition. Once Joris canceled school,
he was on the team though. That's what made us overloaded with talent.
Well, he was eventually, but I'm saying
that's what made it silly.
He wasn't on the team until Joris canceled Christmas. We haven't forgotten that, Joris. You didn't even let them kids play football. What are we talking about, bro?
It took a year away from them.
For what? No, I mean, no science.
They were playing in the county.
They kept saying this is science. Nah, bro. No, it wasn't. It was never backed by science. It was an iron fist and a tyrannical rule that he had. And, you know, he's not missed. Those kids are never going to get that year of athletic competition back. I feel bad for them. I really do, especially the football players who were outside. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Outside. I mean, you came to work with COVID. That's the world we live in today.
That is a lie.
But, you know, listen, I do agree with you that it's probably going to go badly, just because I think that it would go badly for I think anybody that would take that job.
Clutch owns the Lakers,
right? It's a toxic,
not the buses.
It's a toxic, volatile, tug of war of power that you know. It's a mess. Really, they have like 2.5 good players. I would say
ultimately, AD will look back 10 to 20 years from now, and he will say, you know what? It was worth it because I got the one title, right? Now, I could easily make a case that he'll say I should have had more. But even though it was a bubble title, the thing that came off of him, and that's what he was never going to do with New Orleans, was win. And so you get the one. But now, but you and I would agree, AD should have he should go down in terms of history as having won more than one title with as good of a big man as he is. But he tied his boat to LeBron. It's going to get him one. That's it.
Right.
In the end, though, one's better than none. You got a bunch of stars out here, Carl, Charles Barkley, who would die, you know, would do anything for the one. And so ultimately, you won't be able to take that away from him. So I guess he would say it wasn't a mistake to do this. But He's tied to him right now. He's going to go down with the ship.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I mean, he's wasting away some of his best years. Last year's one of his best years. You know. And with his injury history, how many more effective years does AD have? What is he, 34 now, 33, 32?
Yeah, something? I mean, yeah. So, listen, I absolutely, to go back to your point, I mean, I understand why basketball feels a certain type of way about the process. Believe me,
31,
I do.
31.
I understand why people don't like it. I understand why people have a problem with it. And it is problematic, you know. And I agree with you that this was not just two random NBA former NBA player and one certain current NBA player putting their heads together.
Oh, LeBron's right? Got an agenda, everything he does.
Agreed. So I do understand the resentment. I do. I get it. I don't even disagree with it. I have no problem with it.
I think the name of the podcast was a shot at Darvin. Mind the game.
Well, there was that video out there of him with the whiteboard, and it's just devastating. It's devastating. I mean, he's sitting there, like, staring, you know, for 20 seconds, and he starts drawing something, and, like, it's just...
I mean, we get it. We got through it enough to get to a Western Conference Finals. Well, you're talking about how bad he is.
It wasn't because of Darvin, but just like JJ's success will not be because of JJ. I understand why people have a problem with the process, though. You know, let's not act like J.J. Redick is LeBron's, you know, Rich Paul's friend off Sunset Boulevard. You know what I mean? J.J. Redick does have a resume.
This is no different than adding Bronny. It's just stupid. It's not for the benefit of the franchise as much as it is just, appeasing, believing that LeBron is still your ticket to a title.
It's all they have. It's the only thing they have. Well, I agree with you, but it's the only thing they have. Only thing they can sell their fans on.
That's my point, is they should have blown it up.
Yeah, it's a mess. It's an absolute morass.
You have to get it. It's kind
of
like, and here is the example I would use. It's kind of like Green Bay was allowing Aaron Rodgers to hold it hostage pretty much every offseason. And at some point, they finally got brave, and part of it's after you draft Jordan Love and you've got a guy, but they finally got brave to say, you know what, we have to have a future after him. We have to try. You know, we can't allow this to be the case forever. And they did it. And that's the issue with the Lakers. It has to be the same thing. They believe that LeBron's the closest, just like Green Bay at one time let Aaron own them. Dude, you got the future is after this for them. And I don't know how you watch the Celtics, and again, the way they're built, and think you're anywhere close, even having LeBron and AD. You're not. You're not anywhere close to the way they're built. They're going to get a bunch of cracks at this. They're not just going to be one title ahead of you, possibly. Maybe a couple. Maybe three.
Yeah.
And again, you're going to be spinning your wheels.
Well, let me ask that's you this.
It's a poor franchise decision. You have to move on.
Well, look, this is not...
And I understand I want to move on from a GOAT, but you and I can both see it. Like this, again, him as 1A, 1B, whatever it is not going to get you a title anymore.
It's not. I mean, you can't even take the Nuggets to six games right now, right? So, but I would tell you this. That has nothing to... It would not matter who the coach is. It would not matter. If it's JJ, if it's Borrego, if it's Atkinson, if it's Darvin again, if it's Sam Cassell, it wouldn't matter.
Oh, I agree with that.
So it's
again, my point has always been this is poor planning by a franchise. It's just trying to appease
the
king.
Which is, you went all in on a 35-year-old LeBron in 2018 or whatever it was, you know, 33-year-old LeBron, and you got one title out of it. But in doing that, what did you have to give up? You had to give up all your flexibility. You had to give up all of your power. You had to give up all of your control to LeBron and to Clutch. And now you have no way out.
No, they're holding you hostage, essentially.
Yeah.
And that's why I told you, even though we think it might have been fake to go with now, if you're buying in deep to the Shams, the conspiracy theory, and Woj. But that's why I told you I liked the Hurley plan better. To me, that was an indication
that they're
here's
ready
a guy
to move
who's
on,
not leaving UConn for a situation like what JJ's got, just in an appeasement situation where you're going to be gone in a couple of years if you and LeBron aren't winning a title. This must mean they're planning for, as you said, post-LeBron. That's why we talked about that at length. I said, I like it for that reason. This is telling me Jeannie Buss is a different line of thinking. You're thinking for after LeBron. What JJ is all about LeBron right now. And that's all it will be for.
Right.
He won't get it after.
Agreed.
He'll go down with, you know, whatever this is going to look like.
Agreed.
So I don't know if that's a smart move on his part. Again, you're going to get the mark of same thing Darvin Ham's got.
Right.
Hell, you're right. On some clipboards, he might be drawing up something genius. But they may catch him in a moment where he looks silly. And this could hit you in a way. But again, it's just bad, you know, decision making by Jeannie Buss.
Yeah,
I realize you got to be brave to make the decision to move off LeBron.
Yeah,
Green Bay finally did it.
Well, they did, but
it's
Aaron,
a lot. In many ways, it's very similar.
Aaron,
you think you got a goat?
Yeah,
and it's your key to the ticket. It's your ticket to the Super Bowl. But really, man, you're best off moving on.
It's a good comparison. Although I would say, like Aaron, for them, because they had such conviction about Jordan, right? Because they drafted him,
right?
Easier for them to do that because they had at least a plan. They're like, all right, we let Aaron walk. We have his guy. We don't know.
I mean, technically, AD would be that, and you're building around him now at 31 years old.
I see you're saying
you don't have a LeBron replacement. I can understand that. What you're saying with Jordan Love, but you still have something to build around with AD and the rest of his career.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not as strong as the Packers saying, you know, we drafted Love because we love him. They clearly did, right? Gutekunst or whoever was in charge of that. He's like, so it's his time now. Like with AD, yes, great player. We've seen how, like, he impacts games. It was like, can you build around a dude who's not dependable?
But, I mean, think about it. If you don't have LeBron, you got AD and you've got all this cap space and it's still L.A., You can go change everything about your team if you want to. I would still say build it the right way, like the Celtics have done. Some of it's got to be draft picks, but
I agree with you.
That'd be the point, is that you're moving on. So much of it is what you're paying LeBron and AD, right? That's the difference there between
what comes with having LeBron on the team.
Absolutely.
You know, all the BS that comes with having LeBron on the team.
And you're going to add Bronny, who's not going to add anything to you right now in terms of trying to win a title.
Yes.
Again, just appease the man.
Well, again, this is, you know, 2012?
It's not smart.
You know, that's different.
But
right?
I get why they're stuck.
You know, Miami, okay, yeah, we'll bring in Bosch, D-Wade, and that's the team, right? And we'll fill it in with Norris Cole and Mike Miller on a vet minimum or whatever.
Right.
And we'll live with the LeBron sphere of influence because you're 25 years old and you're at the peak of your powers.
Yes.
We'll deal, and plus we think we have Pat and Eric, and we'll be able to, like, work together.
Right.
That, you know, doing it 15 years later,
right now.
You know, 10 years, 13 years later, you still have to deal with this LeBron sphere of influence, and he's worse. He's still amazing, but he is worse than he was. He's not at the peak of his powers. So it's hard to untangle, you know, to disentangle once, you know, you're in it.
Yeah.
And I think again, especially when you don't have strong ownership. That's the other thing, right? You got Plink in there, you know, but Jeannie Buss has no idea what's going on. So I think that's the problem with it, is if you don't have strong ownership, you don't have strong front office management, the whole Magic thing he was in, then I'm not going
to
be here.
Again, she gets committed to, and why wouldn't you, you know, you're committed to a GOAT, felt like she was committed to Magic, felt like she's committed to Kobe.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And maybe that's what she sees in LeBron, but at some point you have to be able to have the discernment to see that, okay, this is leading me down a route that's not getting me closer to my destination. It's actually taking me further away.
Yep.
Even though, you know, I feel great. I've got the GOAT as part of this. Best thing for me is moving on. Again, it's a brave decision.
Right.
It was a brave move by Green Bay moving on. They didn't know. John, you're right. They drafted. They used Jordan, a high pick on Jordan Love, but they didn't know necessarily what they had.
They didn't know what they had.
You had to still take, in terms of big games and everything, and playing full seasons, it was still a leap of faith in that way to move on from their GOAT.
It was absolutely
a leap
of faith.
The will be better off when they make the decision to do that from this one.
Yeah. What's, like, the most stable story?
Now, Patriots went down in flames after they let their man after their man left.
Miscalculation.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a disaster.
And looks like they don't want to do anything.
What's the most stable storied franchise in sports? Like, what's the, because it feels like so many of them. The Knicks are a mess with Dolan. Like, everybody hates Dolan. Lakers are a mess. Cowboys are a mess.
I mean, the Celtics, I hate to say it, but they're pretty damn stable.
It really might be the Celtics.
And they're about to pull off and maybe get some more titles, maybe get to 19, 20.
It is the
Celtics. Get to 19 or 20.
Because, like, they have a good ownership group. They have a good front
everybody's
office.
On the same page, it just looks like, from Stevens on down to the.
They really are the standard for, like, hey, you could. It's possible to be, although they're not really a free agent destination, right? Like, that's the only problem.
I mean, they went out and got Drew. I mean, he's not free. That was a trade.
Traded him, yeah. I mean, they might be a free agent destination.
Was he a trade?
No, I think he was a trade, yeah.
Damn.
I'm pretty sure he was a trade. I don't know who they sent back.
And then Porzingis was a trade. They haven't, in terms of free agents to that team, I'm trying to think.
Now, look, they've done a great job drafting. I mean, with Jalen and Jason and you know,
Man, do they not have any notable free agents that did that?
Was Horford a free agent?
Maybe
when
Horford
he,
was. Yeah, I remember them telling him, "Hey, you're going to win championships here." Hey,
right,
him
right. And he's been there twice, so he's been. You know, I know at least one of them was free agency.
So again, that just goes back to how they're built, man.
Yeah,
it's so much stronger.
Right, they're a free agent destination probably now because like people just want to win a title. You know,
well, think about it too. I mean, when you talk about the continuity where you've had a guy that was coaching them, and Brad Stevens
exactly
is now your front office man and knows them better than they know themselves in some ways in terms of what they need around them and everything else. Like it's the picture of stability.
Yes, it is, and that's a draw because you look around the NBA. How many good teams?
I mean, really, the Astros in baseball are in the American League.
Mm-hmm.
They've just been, I mean, the run they're on with the whole.
The Yankees are pretty stable, aren't they?
Yeah, probably you'd still say underachieving.
Yeah.
For their, you know.
For what they can
their
do.
Expectations.
Yeah, I think that would probably.
Houston's kind of taken over in AL.
Yeah. But it's an interesting, it's absolutely an interesting time.
I guess Dodgers are up there. They just, same thing.
True.
It'd be more titles, but they're always there. You know, they got all that money.
Yeah. But it's going to be an interesting day. And an interesting summer for.
I bet you Doris Burke is somewhere smirking, because she'll get a chance to build some chemistry with somebody that she's can do it from the get go with, rather than just being shoehorned in there.
Mm-hmm.
In fairness, she started with Doc, right? He's pulled.
He had
then you
to
have to build the chemistry with JJ on the fly, and he's so arrogant. You know, you resent it a little bit, probably. I would think him just coming on in here and Breen's asking him questions. No, that's my question. So, again, let's get Doris Burke somebody good.
I actually didn't think JJ was bad. I thought he was pretty good.
I don't like him and Doris, man. He didn't respect her enough.
Well, I think that's just that.
Your arrogant attitude.
Yeah, he's smarmy. He's got that Duke smarminess, you know?
Yeah.
He's got it. And, I can't stand it, you know? Like, I was like, Paolo does not have that. But Paolo wasn't at Duke for 4 years. I think if you're there for 4 years, you probably just it's ingrained. And he's basically like Coach K. You know, he's got that. He's been around him so much probably.
But Shane never came off that way.
No, Shane didn't. He did not.
He was different in that
way.
He was.
Was he there? How long was he there?
It had to be 4 years. That dude, yeah. I mean, that was back in the day when they all stayed. Leighton and all the dudes I thought stayed.
Jay Williams.
Grant.
Jay Williams kind of has it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can kind of tell it's there. You know?
I just realized I don't like Grant Hill.
Yeah,
as an analyst, and I didn't like JJ.
Well, they've had
and it's all them Duke boys.
Yeah, I think it's Duke.
Duke boys.
It's the Duke, the tie there. Like, you play in that program.
Now, I can't pick on him. JJ was great with the info and everything else.
No, JJ was.
But there was zero chemistry with that team.
Yeah.
So, no, I'm not going to miss
it. It's because you, like, when you play at Duke, you think, like, you know, this is the pinnacle. This is the top of the mountain. Nobody is. This is the highest elevation.
Oh, I know. Filipowski will tell you all about it.
Is that what he says?
He reeks of that arrogance.
Oh, he does.
He was out there tripping folks. He didn't catch the true dude. He was, we singled out Grayson Allen. Now, he had multiple incidents. I think Filipowski's got some of the same stuff in him.
Yeah, like.
He's going to have to get straightened out.
Zion doesn't have it, but he's only there, for a year. If you're only there for a year, you almost like, you know, you don't catch it. But if you're there for like 2 or 3 years, you definitely do.
Saw another bad Tatum commercial.
What's this one?
The one for St. Louis. We're so
Explore
genuine.
Explore St. Louis?
Yes. Have you not watched
it? No, I haven't seen it.
I'm just saying, bro.
Does it make you want to explore St. Louis?
No.
It does not?
No. Who's the one? Andy does a better job. What's his name? Andy Cohen or whatever that does the... Yeah, he's saying... Did you know he's St. Louis too?
Uh-huh.
His is come on and see it and you feel... Okay. And then Tatum's like, we're all, you know, genuine people.
St. Louis,
the food's good.
That's about right. That's extremely boring.
It was boring.
And St. Louis is boring. St. Louis is a boring place.
New SoFi commercial had to put kids around them to try to liven it up.
That's why, like, they have to do the Explore St. Louis campaign. Like, hey, come reflect and explore in St. Louis. We have things.
He basically tried to take Southern hospitality and said it's their thing.
Nah.
That they're more hospitable than us.
St. Louis is just not every time I've been there, I've just not had a good time. It's just boring. It's just like a boring little Midwest city. You know, not little, but it's a boring Midwest city to me. Do you enjoy going to St. Louis?
I do not.
Yeah.
Even though I've got people there.
Right. But it's not like Chicago. I love Chicago. Like, I had so much fun when I was in Chicago. I was talking to somebody about it last night.
Great city.
It's just, it's awesome. The people are great. There's so much to do.
So much.
The weather is amazing. You know, there's really nothing not to like about Chicago, quite frankly. And St. Louis, which is like, I guess fancies itself as like a great Midwest rival of Chicago. Like, bro, y'all have nothing. Y'all have the Budweiser tour, which is
They have the Arch. They have I think it's the City Museum. I've never been, but I see the commercials. Looks pretty good for kids. And they got Cardinals, and that's it.
Right, that's really lacking. It is. It's lacking. That's not a.
Used to have Sweetie Pies. They don't even have that anymore.
That's not a place that I'll be taking my family on vacation. Just being honest,
you'll take them to the Arch one weekend just because it's 4 hours. You get up there so fast.
It's not 4 hours, is it?
Yes, it is.
It was six.
No, but you do. But
is this one of your Brad things?
It's four, bro. I guarantee you, it's four. You gonna make it?
What are you going 90?
No, if you go 85, you're gonna make it in four. I mean, you're going to open it up because they got some 6-lane highways leading into St. Louis. It feels like that thing opens up. There's
okay,
no,
it is four. Okay,
it's 4 hours, easy.
I thought
easy
it was four. Six.
No, easy four.
I must have been driving like slow in the mug, dude.
And it's just again big city, just 4 hours away, kind of like in Atlanta or whatever else. At some point, you'll take a weekend there.
I'd rather go to Atlanta.
It'd be worth doing the Arch.
I'd rather go to Atlanta.
I'll tell you, there's a lot more to do in Atlanta.
I'd rather go to
And there's real hospitality.
Nashville. I'd rather go to Nashville. At that point, like if I'm going to like get in the car and go, But I think we have direct flights to Florida now, bro. Like the Destin part.
I've been reminded by a listener of the zoo as well at St. Louis.
I don't need to go to another city.
It's better than our zoo.
But bro,
they don't compare, John.
I have a zoo in Memphis.
Yeah, not same.
We got the zoo at home.
Not same.
I'm not going to St. Louis.
And then he points out Six Flags as well.
Six Flags is like a ratchet Disney World. I don't got no use for it. I need.
My man said a ratchet Disney.
I'm not doing it, bro. Mm-hmm.
Is that what white folks call Six Flags? The ghetto Disney? Is that what y'all been telling?
I didn't say that
but
word,
but that's what you're saying.
No,
that's
I didn't
what
say
you're
that
saying.
Word, bro. No, the low
is that what
is
y'all
like,
say in y'all's conferences, like, your white conferences? That's what y'all
I'm
call
I'm not
it.
Allowed to divulge what we talk about in those very top secret meetings.
Six Flags, the ghetto Disney.
But we're not doing Six Flags. We're not doing Busch Gardens. We're not doing that. So we're going to Universal. We're going to Nintendo World.
You got that Duke air to you. You sound a lot like JJ.
So you'll go to like...
A little arrogant.
You'll go to like the pop-up water park. You know what I'm saying? That's got like a turd in the lazy river. You'll do that?
Man, I'll mess with that stuff.
Where have you been on a vacation so far?
We just did Disney this past summer.
Right. So how dare you come
you
at
from
me.
There. What are you talking about?
You come at me over my snarkiness and my arrogance. You did the same thing.
No, we will do Six Flags, bro. We will do it at some point.
No, Six Flags, you got to like ride the rides. You got to be. They don't have a lot of, like, themed
Don't
rides.
Act like you were going to Disney growing up, like you didn't go to Six Flags.
I went to Six Flags one time.
Yeah, you did. And you did. How many times did you go to Disney?
I think I went to Disney three times.
Really?
Three different times, yep.
Man, Tammy was a hell of a mom for y'all.
Happy
belated to your mom. Had
we went out. We went to Stony River. It was
wonderful woman.
It was a nice.
I hope you took care of the bill and everything. Got
I did.
A nice
yes.
gift.
I'm never going to financially recover. But yes, it's. Went to Six Flags one time and then Disney three times and then have not been back to Disney since like 2016. I was going to take next time I go it'll be with the kids. I want to make sure Riley's old enough before I like come out
100%
of pocket.
You got to make sure she remembers it.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Because it's not for me.
Right.
It is not for me.
Right.
I will enjoy it with her, but I need you to remember the Disney trip because it's no guarantee that this is going to be a every 2 year type of thing.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And I know like the argument that people will make is, well, you'll remember it. I want them to remember. It's not for me. It's not for me.
I feel the same way.
It's for them. And do I think my daughter would love it if we went? She'd do the Frozen thing, the Elsa thing, all that. It'd be great. But 10 years from now, I wouldn't be able to talk to her about it.
She'd forget about it by next week.
You don't remember anything when you were 3 years old. When did you first become sentient?
I'm not sure.
Okay. So, like, nobody remembers anything from when they were three. Maybe five or six. I don't know. You know, although I can't even remember what happened 3 years ago. Sometimes my wife will tell me stuff that I did, and I'm like, I don't remember that.
Craziest darn thing, CJ tells us he remembers the day he was born.
So he's straight capping,
and he
bro.
Says he saw blue. And the partition, the damn partition.
So you out here entertaining it.
But yes, dude, I had to when he called out the blue.
Bro, you are
the
not...
partition was blue.
CJ is
he said all he saw
cap.
Was blue.
Big cap.
He's never heard that story of his birth. Said he saw blue.
That's really thin.
Man remembers the first day, bro.
That's
He's
thin.
Special.
That's thin.
My kid's special.
That's like when...
You're
not
going to tell me my kid ain't special.
Oh, I'm not saying he's not special, but I think he's...
He became, what'd you say, sentient from day one, fool.
That's what y'all said.
Straight AI.
That's like when people will try to like say that they had like a near-death experience, you know, and they'll say, I saw this, I saw that. They write a book about it. They profit off of it. CJ going, right, I remember the day I was born.
Born, bro.
That's his day. He's going to go on Good Morning
America.
I've
never heard another child say it or be able to describe...
Coming out of the womb.
The color they saw.
That's right. Does he remember the doctor's name?
No.
Okay, so that's where we are. We do cut it there. But he does remember the blue partition.
Yes. It's the first thing he saw, he said.
Okay. This is interesting. We'll have to investigate this further, man. This has been an interesting exercise. It's all started with J.J. Redick and not
and
being
his,
qualified.
His arrogant tale.
Yeah. So we shall see. I do predict that it will be very difficult.
Sounds like you're rooting for him, though.
I wouldn't say I'm rooting for him.
Good luck.
I think anybody that's doing that job is going to have a hard time, period. Anyway, we'll come back. Jeff Goodman is going to join us at 1:25. Talk to him about the NBA draft, a little college basketball, and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM ESPN, an Odyssey sports station. 92.9 FM ESPN's Jason and John Show. Straight out of White Station and the U of M to your speakers. Weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Elliot Perry. Frankly, you just love saying the name. Because you know what kind of Memphian he is when you say it. Tigers legend. There ain't no doubt about that.
I mean, I understand expectations. I mean, obviously right. We all have expectations. And there's nobody harder on himself more than Penny. I think his expectations of himself is tremendous. I think he's curating this basketball team, not just as a coach, but as a Memphian. You know, he wants to do well for the city. Having said that, I'd say just stay in the moment. You know, like there, nothing lasts forever. You know, that's a part of it, and that's something you know he and I talked about in driving. Is there ebbs and flows and everything. You know, that's just a part of life.
92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
All 650 acquisition fee. Telluride RG510849 MSRP 38305 Forte LXS RE780169 MSRP 21820 includes all rebates and incentives. Must finance through Hyundai. Excludes tax title and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/30/2024 with approved credit. Dealer stock only.
Hey Jeff, I hear you've got the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event going on right now at Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah. Give me some scoop,
Randy. The scoop is I'm ready to put you in a new Kia for less. 2024 Kia Forte LXS 41 MPG Highway, $199 a month. $34.99 due at signing. How about a 2024 Kia Telluride LX 357 a month? $39.99 due at signing, 24-month lease.
Plus 0% for 48 months on 2024 EV9. And every Gossett Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy at Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah.
Gossett Kia South, 2680 Mount Moriah, or online anytime. KiaMountMoriah.com.
It's Rob Joyner at James Davis, and summer weather is in full swing and just in time to take advantage of our summer clearance sale at 30 to 70% off. Knit shirts, shorts, denim, five-pocket pants for the office, golf course. We are clearing out all our spring-summer sport coats, and if your suits are tired and out of style, now is the time. Our Paul Bettinelli suits, regularly $6.50 each, are two suits for $8.95. James Davis at Laurelwood Shopping Center at Poplar and Perkins. We're on Instagram or jamesdavisstore.com.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful VC turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
No one knows the importance of a great assist more than Lowe's and Leo Messi. That's why we've teamed up to give MVP's Pro Rewards members 10 times the points when Messi makes an assist during CONMEBOL Copa America USA 2024. Activate this offer starting June 20th, so when Messi assists...